This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. We just got a nice, was that automated? We got just... Do we need to just go ahead and get health care and maybe they would stop? Is that what it is, health care or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
I guess. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Be joined here very shortly by Sean Maloney. He's going to be in some airport. Right now, he's in the air, so he's not joining us right now. He'll be... touching down in Rescue Jack. We'll find something for you, brother. Anyway, government. Government likes to pretend they are the cause of progress. Then innovation comes along and they use both hands and strangle it. Strangle innovation. We know the government understands that new technologies are important. The military, DARPA, they invest in robots. Traffic cops use radar guns now. Now, if the rest of us want to buy a robot or fly a drone, well, the government gets eager to put rules in place before things get out of control. When it's hard to innovate here in the United States, it happens everywhere else. Right now in Japan... you can go to a hotel. There, Robbie the robot will answer. He'll take your money for you. Then the robot from Lost in Space is going to, you know, take you to your room. And housekeeping is R2-D2. They have automation all over the place. No, the only humans that are there are absolutely part and parcel of what it takes to actually run the business. It's not that, and it's not an expensive stunt. The robot hotel is cheaper than others nearby, partly because it employs fewer people. For people that are politicians who are looking at jobs, they look at this kind of thing and they say, "Well, this is alarming." We got a caller for Dr. Joy Brown now. Let me give you some psychological advice. I'm Joy Brown. I have a cold. Sure, why not?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Anyway, that it will be fun. We'll have a little bit of fun with them. They'll never look at her the same after that. Might get in trouble, though. The robot hotel is not an expensive stunt, but for the politician to fear change, it could be very expensive if it takes their job. Whenever there's been innovation, experts always predict massive unemployment. They react to what they see. Fewer receptionists work at that Japanese hotel. They see military robots who will replace soldiers and self-driving cars that will take away delivery people's jobs. And often they'll pass rules to stop this job destruction. But the more efficiently we can do things, the more human energy is free to be turned toward the unseen. The tasks we haven't even thought about yet, but which may be more pleasant to do. And these jobs will create new opportunities. Whenever something like that happens, I would not be in radio today were it not for the fact that I could no longer do the job I had done for 20 years. I am in radio by quite the accident. My radio career began because somebody listened to a voicemail. And at that time, I was in the delivery business. Now, as much as I like to talk the big talk, I had been, you know, I was in the military, and then I was in the delivery business for 20 years. And that 27 years combined, that's 27 years of active pounding on the body. And I just got to the point where I just couldn't do it anymore. And then the radio gig came along, and I jumped in. Biggest financial mistake I've ever made in my life, trust me. But at the same time, it has turned around. It has gotten me to where I'm comfortable now. And, it led to an opportunity. It led to me actually realizing a dream. Now, if we crushed every machine that did things human used to do, we'd still be living in caves, and we'd be hunting tigers with spears. We wouldn't have guns. Every time there's a new invention, some people lose jobs, and there's a period of adjustment, and we always come out ahead. If you don't believe that employment recovers, remember that 200 years ago, 90% of Americans worked on farms. Now fewer than 2% of Americans work on farms. That doesn't mean that 90% of the population has been left unemployed, though. We saw the car displacing horses and buggies and buggy whips. We don't lament that passage, do we? We didn't lament that passage. The blacksmiths of old became something else. They all found jobs. The economy evolves. It's an evolving ecosystem. It is what it becomes. Some don't want it to evolve. Cab drivers and their unions demand that government protect their jobs from competition by ride-hailing services such as Uber. And just like gun control, there's no way for the government to actually say they'll do it and then actually do it. How is someone to stop me from pulling out my phone, punching in something, hailing a ride, it shows up, picks me up at an airport, and I take off? How are they to know that? How are they to know how that just happened? It is unstoppable. It is like gun control. Gun control does not stop a criminal from getting a gun. And getting out there and banning them all doesn't make them stop existing. If the government stepped in to protect jobs, we'd be stuck with jobs and industries of the past. Millions of buggy whip makers and all those extra farmers. We're better off finding a way to run with it. We're better off. I mean, people today that are working somewhere may turn out to be tomorrow's entrepreneur. I'll give you another example just to get out there and give you an idea of how pop cultured I am. There's a kid on YouTube called Casey Neistat. Casey does he calls himself a filmmaker, and he's actually made some films, but what he does primarily is do YouTube videos. Casey has now got 2 million subscribers. He has done things for Mercedes-Benz and Nike and some other big, J. Crew. He does things for big, he just got sent to the Oscars and everything else. He's created his own little application called Beam, which is a sort of a video social networking system. And he's having the ride of his life. He didn't, he had a child out of wedlock when he was a teenager. He was kicked out of his house. He lived in a mobile home. He was on welfare. This kid took control of his life. He used to work for somebody. He became an entrepreneur because he had to. And then he went out and did it, and he did it in a way. He did it in a way that was innovative. All of that lays within all of us. At any given time, those of us that are happy with our lot in life, we don't pursue that. But don't kid yourself. Something new and innovative, the government will try to strangle it. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's go south of the border. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Even if you're looking for Dr. Joy Brown, I'll take your call. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Be a member like me. In Mexico, there is one legal gun store. It is in Mexico City. It is run by the Federales. You cannot own a gun that has ever been a caliber in the military. Of the 15 million guns estimated to be in Mexico, which is a very conservative estimate given all of the auto defenses and the cartels that are there, they reckon there's 15 million of them, of which 85% of those would be illegal. Now, you and I can go to Mexico City without going to the Federale gun shop. We can't buy a gun at the Federale gun shop because we're gringos. But we can go. We can go to the Tepito Market, which is in Mexico City. This is a famed contraband hub. There you can find pirated DVDs, drugs, hitman. If you've got a tall enough stack of pesos, you can buy whatever you need. If you're looking for a gun, you're going to be looking for a cohete, not Mark and Ted. Oh, Mark. Ted, yes. I can't get a hold of Mr. Farner, but I will be looking to find him. Cohete, yes. That means firecracker in Spanish. The market is one of the cogs in the well-oiled machine of Mexican arms trafficking. You can find pretty much whatever you want. It can be, you know, maybe you'll get one of those. That's a good point, Polly. Maybe you get one of those Fast and Furious specials there that's down there. But let me tell you that in the background, let me pull back the curtain. I'm looking at this copy and see we're going with this myth in this copy that all of the guns in Mexico come from the United States. Which I will be altering that with my editorial license, okay? Okay. Whether you want an AR-15 rifle or a shotgun or a Steyr or whatever you want, you can find it there. Now, they say that most of the guns in Mexico illegally are American. That's not true because most of the guns that come from gun shops, well, they're civilian versions, and through Guatemala, they get plenty of real military weapons. And the Sinaloas like those real military weapons. Now, since Presidente Enrique Peña Nieto took over in 2013, more than 28,000 Mexicans have been killed with a firearm, on pace to surpass the brutal legacy of the previous administration. U.S. and Mexican authorities jointly pour billions of dollars into stemming the flow of drugs north, but since Peña Nieto came into power, stopping guns headed south has stagnated. That's probably because since when we did Fast and Furious, Obama and Holder were sending guns over the border, and they didn't notify the Mexican judiciary. They found out about it later. Now, despite all of Obama's fervor against gun violence in America, experts say that trafficking to Mexico is barely on the radar. It's not, it isn't that it's not on the radar, it's that it is part and parcel of the plan. See, here's the problem. Mexico submitted to the United States 22,097 guns in 2011. Compared to just 15,142 in 2014. Of those guns that they submitted to America for evaluation, 90% of those guns came from the United States. And the reason those guns were submitted to the United States for identification is because they had markings on them indicating they were made in America. Now, that's something nobody tells anybody. They're getting out there and they're saying only 15,000 guns were taken up by the Mexicans. No! Oh, gosh, no. That's how many they took up in a weekend. Paulina Arriga is the director of gun control advocacy group Disarma Mexico. And she said, in Mexico, stopping gun trafficking just isn't on the agenda. After commissioning the report revealing 15 million illegal guns in the country, the Congress hasn't tightened regulations at all. Meanwhile, the traffickers are getting smarter, according to a GAO report, details how gun runners now legally buy firearms parts, smuggle them over the border, and then assemble them in Mexico. Listen, they don't even have to do that. They don't even have to do that. Mike Daddy, FFL holder in Arizona, he's approached by somebody who wants to buy 20 lowers for ARs. This is not what is normally done. So he notifies the ATF. The ATF looks over his shoulder and goes, let him have them. They don't bug the lowers. They don't do anything. They try to follow the guys. They get away. And they get away. And they continue to get away for years. Time to have Mike Getty back on here. They're not interested in stopping the flow of guns to Mexico. ATF is not interested in any of that. This government's not interested in any of that. They're interested in gun control. They're interested in making us look bad. They're interested in making the gun shops look bad. But they're not interested in any of the rest of this stuff. Mexico, in 2013, bought $155 million worth of American military arms. Real deal military weapons. Grenades, rocket launchers, fully automatic weapons. A lot of that has ended up in the hands of the cartels. Because what they'll do is they'll kidnap some colonel's daughter, saying, hey, leave the armory open. They'll go and loot it, kill the daughter anyway. They've got all the stuff. Now, that part doesn't get told either. Because military-grade weaponry is much better. I wouldn't say the quality is better than the civilian stuff, because some of the civilian stuff is really high grade. But it's designed to run. And, that part of it is just something they never came up with. They never bring that up. I know why they don't bring it up. It's sad. It's sad. But it's also nefarious because our government is sanctioning the killing of many Mexicans. We're supposed to have compassion for them and give them everything. And in the meantime, our government basically is sanctioning their death. And we still have trade agreements with Mexico. Go figure. This is politics at its worst. Bye. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood. In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
All right. Things are not the way they normally are, but that's okay because we are adapting. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by SecondCallDefense.org.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to SecondCallDefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining us now from some airport somewhere here in Los Estados Unidos is the CEO of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir.
Good evening from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, now, see, the board operator and you could meet for coffee later on, but you're going to be taking off before the end of the show, right? You're going to be...
That's right.
Where are you headed?
I'm heading to Boise, Idaho.
Are you going to go kill Bambi?
No, I'm not. I'm just going to speak about lethal force in the law.
Right.
It's a great seminar that I have. It's probably one of the most requested ones because there's a lot of people out there that have been trained to react, but they just don't know legally the standard they have to abide by to use a firearm in self-defense. And when you're in an imminent fear of immediate and unavoidable, if you're in a duty to retreat state, fear of death and serious bodily injury, then you're justified in using lethal force. And then I also talk about how we're going to be judged and what we have to show to the jury and what they're going to be looking for. And when people have that understanding, it makes them feel a lot better and kind of shine the light on that they didn't think about.
I've got a question for you because I discovered this the other day. My main gun shop that I go to came to me the other day, and they pushed a box of ammo at me. And it's made by a company called Polycase. It's the Inceptor round, which it's a very lightweight.
I carry the same thing.
Okay. Now, these things are hot. They look like they over-penetrate with ballistic gelatin. Is this a safe round for me to be carrying?
Yes. Ballistically, you want to make sure it's not going to over-penetrate, given the fact that you always want to be concerned about over-penetration and collateral damage, so to speak.
Right.
Whether you got to know what your target is beyond, and it's going to be tough in a self-defense situation. But what I look at, they penetrated good, and they're fast. And they're devastating when they hit. But I from what studies I did and what I read, I wasn't really that concerned about over-penetration and someone standing beside them near or over-penetrating walls. That's a concern, and you have to think about that, too.
Well, I'm
every bullet has your name on it, and you want to make sure that you're not hurting innocent people.
Yeah, my bullets, if I'm not hitting my target, if I'm not hitting a bad guy, I want them to be named sidewalk and dirt and stuff like that. The reason I ask that is because I've just about loaded it into everything I've got. The thing I like about them is because, like in a 45 ACP, even in a 1911, because of that profile, it'll feed like a regular round nose bullet.
Right.
But at the same time, it exits that barrel really hot going out there, and the wound channel is impressive.
they're fast. They're so fast, even out of a 380. And then that has that drill bit look to it. And
yes.
It's coming out of the rifle and spinning one direction, and then when it hits, it's devastating. And that's the most important thing. We got to make sure that when it comes to time to use the force, that we're going to use it properly, number one, and then the use of the force and we'll be successful to stop the threat.
Now, would ammo like this, or ammo like the Corbin safety slug, the Glazer safety slug, rather. Now, I don't know if you remember, but there was a movie that had the Glazer safety slug as a character, Manhunter, the first Hannibal Lecter movie where it made it look like it blew a crater out the guy's back every time it got shot. Would somebody look at this ammo, a prosecuting attorney, if I use this in self-defense, would he look at this ammo and say, you obviously have a mad dog for a client?
You know, I get asked that a lot. When people, especially in the past, when they write books, they need something to put in there. So they warn people about the ammunition. You know, the prosecutor's going to look at the ammo and say, well, you're waiting for something to happen. You couldn't wait to use it. But, you know, when you really take a look at everything, it's much different because the moment you're pulling that trigger, remember, you're in fear of death or serious bodily injury right now. And that's what we have to consider and be ready for. If that's all the prosecutor has to go on is your type of ammunition, you shouldn't be up there anyhow. And then I just had a discussion with Sean here and a few of my friends, the same discussion. Somebody asked that question. But really, in today's day and age, I'm not worried about that. Maybe 30 years ago, when people weren't as educated as they were, there
was
a difference. But certainly in today's society, I don't think it's going to be that much of a factor. And truthfully, if that's all a prosecutor has to hang their hat on, he's in trouble.
Now,
I would feel comfortable representing anybody.
Just as a matter of curiosity, what is your carry gun?
What do I carry?
I'm sure it varies from day to day, but what types of?
I had a hard time hearing you. Could you ask it again?
What is your carry gun of choice?
Glock 23, and that's going to change quickly, probably to a 19, much more manageable, and just for a lot of reasons. And the biggest reason, Bill, is that ammunition you're talking about. Ammunition is so good that you know that round coming out of 9mm is just as devastating as a 40.
Right. Now,
so the whole Maloney family is going to 9mm.
Oh, that's another nail in the 40 caliber coffin, I'm afraid. But I did not realize that nobody's making new guns in 40. Not a new design. The ones that are out there, they're still making them. But I did not realize that there was not a single new gun that came out this year in 40.
Not at least for so long, especially after that tragic incident in Miami Beach years and years ago, when they made the decision that the 9mm wasn't strong enough, and really it was a person shooting, wasn't accurate enough, and wasn't putting good hits on target. But held up. The .40 caliber came out. That's what the government decided they were going to use. that was going to be the best thing. I mean, he even pulled the 10 millimeters off the shelf. And then, of course, Gaston Glock was the first person to the race line with the 40 caliber. And I think Smith and Wesson was a year or two behind, but I mean, that was the only thing to have. But then, as with anything, the ammunition proves, you know, almost weekly. I mean, think about the guns, really. Their key designs haven't really changed much over time, but no. Ammunition is changing every week.
Yeah.
You know, today's 9mm, you know, was yesterday's 40 caliber. The thing you can get a 45 caliber flying now at the end of a 4-inch barrel is just amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons that I am glad that I'm a member of Second Call Defense is that if I didn't have them, like the gun that I carried today, Sean, was a Glock 21 that was worked over by a company called Agency Arms, and it's full of the drill bit ammo, and it's lighter weight, and it's faster, and it's got a lighter trigger, and all of that's really good for an old man's hands to make sure that he's hitting the target, but a prosecutor would look at it and say, I'm a mad dog, and then I just say, oh, by the way, meet my attorney.
Yeah, I'm really not that uncomfortable representing somebody that was using really any kind of ammunition. Because, you know, the factor is, are you in fear of death or serious bodily injury? And everything starts from there.
Right. SecondCallDefense.org. It is happening every time we do one of these. The ranks grow. Any form of my name, anything that looks like it says Bill Frady, Lock and Load, gets you the first month free. You're going to get your package. You'll get a check from, and an autograph check, I'll say, from Sean Maloney, who not only is about to secure his next election for the NRA board, but also for the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. I put you in that, too, by the way.
Well, I appreciate that. And, I travel the country speaking on behalf of the NRA, Buckeye Firearms, but I've truly been a Second Amendment advocate my whole life. I was raised that way. And then my education, both in college and then law school, gave me such a great appreciation for our civil rights, and particularly the...
We'll be right back.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. And yes, I will take calls intended for Dr. Joy Brown. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
SecondCallDefense.org. Joining me again. Is it a nice place where you're at in the airport in Minneapolis?
Yeah, I mean, Minneapolis Airport is huge. It has an indoor mall, and I'm in S Concourse and found a nice corner of the terminal to sit and chat. So I was walking when we first started talking, so I probably sounded out of breath. Kind of wanted to make sure I got to my gate, so in case anything strange happened, I was prepared.
There you go. Have you been watching? Well, wait a minute. Here we go. I've got a Sean question. Good person interacts with firearm with bad guy. Good guy dies. Not sure about bad guy, but civil suit follows. Good guy family and their estate still protected? I assume so, but asking anyway. Good person interacts with firearm with bad guy. Good guy dies. Not sure about bad guy, but civil suit follows.
It doesn't matter what happens and who dies. We protect you civilly also. And what's amazing about the insurance that the NRA on behalf of Second Call Defense has created for us, the civil benefits are unlimited. So if it takes whatever it takes for your civil defense attorney to protect you and your assets, it's going to be there. And then, of course, we also have the money available if you should get a judgment against you. So that's there also. But absolutely 100%, no matter what happens, civil suit protection is automatic day one, dollar one, because it's not regulated by the same insurance laws that criminal defense insurance is. So there, our foundation takes care of everything up front. In this case, as soon as you find notice that you're getting sued civilly, the NRA's endorsed insurance program takes over and provides you complete protection.
So that would be absolutely 100% a yes. There,
exactly. Absolutely 100%.
Now, I'm looking at this Apple case right now, right? And I'm looking at this Apple case, and I see so many things that I see them applying to smart guns if they ever actually come into play. And I'm looking at what Apple is trying to do, and I'm saying Apple has absolutely got to do this. They've got to hold to their guns, because what they're wanting Apple to do is give them access to something that Apple hasn't ever... Apple doesn't have the program to do what they want to do. They want them to create it. In New Jersey, where they wanted somebody to create the smart gun, and then the first time one was sold anywhere in the United States, then it became a mandate. I think it's still a mandate there, where all guns had to be smart guns.
Had to be smart.
And you know, one of the things the gun grabbers look at the smart guns about is they would expect them to have that back door to them, enable to disable them. When you're looking at this, do you see the same sort of comparison to this kind of thing? I mean, neither one of these things exist, and yet the feds say make it happen.
You know what, Bill? This is tough. It's tough for the people that were murdered by these radical Muslims. It makes a shame, but we have to hold tight. And, you know, if the government has a way to get into anything, they're going to use it anytime they want to. I mean, this type of information and this type of protection needs to remain protected by Apple and by all of us. I understand, you know, it's terrible. We want to know, you know, everything we can possibly know about these people. But at the same time, we've got to be able to protect ourselves. Number one, our privacy interests. We have to keep government's hands out of it, because all we have to do is look throughout history. If the government has a way, they will use it, and they won't use it properly over and over and over again. And then certainly with that technology that's out there related to smart guns, it is. It parallels it very closely. There's a lot of things that could be on the horizon for that to happen. And I don't know how much a smart gun is going to end up costing something, but that's going to probably prohibit a bunch of people in New Jersey from even being able to afford one, let alone all the other problems that I agree with 100%. So everybody out there listening, I mean, it's a tough call, because we want the bad guys, and we want everybody the bad guys talk to, but we have constitutional rights, and we need to protect those, and we need to stand up with Apple, because Apple is doing something that isn't easy for them, but they're standing up for an industry. And I think you notice Google and a lot of the people now are jumping on board and realizing that their safety, their security is also on the edge also. It's going to affect all of us.
Well, the other thing is, now, I mean, in being intellectually honest here, wouldn't we have to say the government already has it? Doesn't the NSA, haven't they already captured all of that metadata? They just got to go find it, break it down, pull it apart and look at it?
Yeah, I think so. And then I heard something. I didn't have a chance to stick around in the morning and listen to what the news said. But apparently, it appears that the FBI bought something with the cloud. They made a major
they let it update.
Yeah. So I didn't know what they did, but and these are the same people you want to give universal access to everybody's privacy and their phones too. So,
well, and here's the other thing: the labor cost to do this with Apple to make the back door would be a grand total, according to Apple, of $101,000. But then they would have to spend millions of dollars making sure that access never made it beyond this one moment. Millions of dollars create, it's straight out of Mission Impossible, like the knock list that can never make it to the light of day.
Right.
You know?
But remember, this one moment becomes next week's moment. There's always going to be a reason.
Well, in New York right now, they got 175 iPhones they want to have this kind of program for.
Exactly.
The Manhattan DA does, yeah.
And who knows, everybody, you know, throughout the country. So this is a big turning point, especially when cases like this start reaching our Supreme Court. Certainly we lost Scalia, and we did. He was a defender of Fourth Amendment rights and privacy interests and what the government could and could not do. Get a warrant. Well, you know, warrant's not good enough, so they want to try to force Apple to create a back door just for them.
And I kind of think this Supreme Court, given what they did with the EPA, I don't think they want this to go to this Supreme Court, even without Scalia, with Kagan, Sotomayor, and Ginsburg. I don't think, because they seem to come down on this kind of thing.
Well, you know, right, and when you're talking about Fourth Amendment rights, specifically with those in privacy interests and warrant requirements. You know, that's important because those can often be seen as liberal tendencies, but really they're just good, sound legal management and legal principles. So you're right. Probably that court would probably almost unanimously, I would think, view that the same way as we would. I mean, certainly Thomas and others on there, I can imagine. But you never know because there's a line of cases that were one vote cases that I never thought would be that way. When Lautenberg Amendment, you know, minor misdemeanor conviction of domestic violence, no matter how many years ago it happened, 30 years before the law came into effect, it went up to the Supreme Court, and I thought for sure that as an ex post facto law and the fact that there's no studies that show that, you know, minor misdemeanor domestic violence leads to further gun violence and all those million reasons that we're fighting with every day, it was 8-0. You know, that was the second time it was up there. So I'm surprised by what the Supreme Court does on a regular basis. And I think quite a few people are. I mean, who would have ever imagined that Obamacare would have came down the way it did and that Roberts would have did what he did when he wrote the opinion. But
we'll
protect our rights and our laws up front and that our civil rights mean the civil rights. And, you know, there's another very important civil right that we don't talk about much anymore, and that's the Third Amendment. You know, and I'm not going to tell anybody what the Third Amendment is, but maybe the next show we should talk about that. And it has probably a lot more application to today than almost it did back in the 1700s. I'll let it kind of back. It's all about quartering soldiers.
Right. That's what I thought.
Right. And for the government would love to have the ability to walk in and take your house, throw you out and use it for its principle, no matter what they are, the fighting against terrorism. Certainly they have the legal battles when they want to take someone's home to build a mall. But
I would like to talk about that when we get back, just simply because of how they would actually execute it using the gun thing. We're coming up on the flip. You got the next half hour coming up to talk
to
them?
Yeah, I think I do. I'm right by my gate, and so when they start calling people, I'll talk until I have to shut the phone off.
Just what you need to do is just hold up your business card and say, "Do you know who I am? I'm on an interview." And, you know, we'll.
Yeah, right. I'm on with Bill Frazier.
There you go. That'll tell him. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney. Well, and next hour is Sean Maloney. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.